This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a divergence. We've got the corn and wheat market under slight pressure overnight, couple cents lower, 1 to 2 lower. Beans on the other hand, Mark, caught a bid. The August beans were up 9 at the end of the overnight market. November beans are up 4.5. That's about a nickel off the high. So we had a really nice surge in the overnight market. I think some of that has to do with the fact we're now into delivery of the August beans. You saw a lot of liquidation of the longs. They had to get out before first notice day. They're out. Now we're kind of getting a little bit of a dead cat. Bounce. From here on out, it's going to be weather, still going to be the dominating factor, and exports. We did get an export sale this morning, announced at 8 o'clock, to an unknown destination, 104,572 metric tons of corn, which is good to see. But I also want to point out, our contacts are saying that Sinograin bought 2 cargoes of beans out of the PNW, possibly. So we know announcement today, but maybe that'll come down the line. And that is critical right now, because this truly is, Mark, the window when we need to start seeing export sales come, because it's this window essentially from August, September, and October when the Chinese traditionally do the bulk of their buying, and they're way behind the curve right now.
So, Jim, with that ugly price movement that we saw for soybeans this week, obviously we saw big tumbles to the downside, but you look at that at first glance and you think, you know, something is happening maybe externally that is causing this big drop. But from what you're saying, is it more that they were just getting in position here for the end of the month and trying to line up those contracts how they want them?
Well, that was part of it. The August definitely led down because of position, because of first notice day. The new crop, I think, was seeing a little bit of pressure. Just plain and simple, the weather overall looks pretty good. As you mentioned before we started recording, it's raining in Iowa again. A lot of rains in Iowa, moving to Illinois. A lot of people are saying this crop looks really, really good. So they're bracing for the crop to get bigger.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 0.75 cents at 388 even. August soybeans up 9 even at 10.36 1/4. On the Merc, August live cattle down 42 cents at 187.27. August feeder cattle down 52 cents at 256.45. August lean hogs up 27 cents at 91.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.